Barksdale at his home in Berkeley, California on Friday, November 16th for the Archives of American Art Smithsonian Institution. Bob's going to celebrate his 88th birthday on May 25th. Help us do the math, Bob. When were you born and where?
May the 25th, 1913, and Huntington, Indiana.
Well, how come sometimes it says Warren, Indiana?
Oh, it was.
It was?
It was really Warren.
Okay. All right.
It's Huntington County.
Well, maybe you were born two places. That's pretty good.
Yeah.
So you were the second child in a family of five, and your dad's name was Roland C. Stocksdale, and your mom was Edith Kriegbaum Stocksdale.
Right.
And you've told me that your father used to purchase and renovate old farms, later selling them for profit. What kinds of things did he do to fix them up?
Oh, he cleared land so he could have plowed up and have corn and other crops. And so that was the main thing, was cutting out the old scrub.
Huh. Did he fix up the buildings too? Did he fix up the buildings?
Yeah, painted them sometimes and so on. But that was before our time.
Right, but is it, you think that's where you got your ingenuity?
No.
No? Where'd that ingenuity come from?
I don't know.
Oh, well, that's good. So when you were five when he settled down to one farm, is that right?
Yeah.
Okay. Well, you've devoted a lot of your life to working with wood. What do you remember about the trees near the farm?
Well, we had about three different patches of trees on the farm and various places, you know, and so the best trees that we, for me, was a little 5-acre patch of original growth trees. And
was it a grove? Was it a grove?
It was sort of a grove. It was just 5 acres, so it only had a few trees on it. But one of them was a big black walnut.
Yeah?
I can still remember that tree.
Why's that?
Oh, because it was so beautiful and big and had a lot of limbs, but it was real tall.
Oh.
And probably 100 feet.
So did you used to collect fallen wood or anything like that in those days?
No.
As a kid? No?
No.
But, you know, I'm so curious because you weren't really trained into going to museums and looking at artwork and stuff. Do you think that maybe your sense of beauty came from that part of nature?
No, I don't think so.
You don't think so? Okay. Well, I know life on the farm was really hard. You had a lot of chores.
Yeah.
Did you tend to go to the groves to take a rest, or?
No, sometimes we'd have to go into the forest to get the cows.
Oh.
To milk them.
Wow.
Not always, but the cows knew pretty well when they were supposed to come up to the barn for milking.
So what other kinds of chores did you do?
Well, I had to help with the farm, all kinds of farm work, making hay.